And now here is Paul with the next group of news stories.
Our second set of stories brings us back to some grim realities. More than 140 care settings in Norfolk, more than a quarter of the total, are again in the midst of COVID outbreaks. 2,000 people have died in Norfolk hospitals after testing positive for COVID. Dog walkers are on the alert after razor blades were found in the city park, and families are calling for action after needles were found scattered in another park. We have one piece of good news on the health and safety front. A city hearing care centre is reopening in Norwich's Thorpe Wood Medical Centre after a long closure due to COVID. Here is Ruth with news of COVID in Norfolk care homes.
More than 140 care settings in Norfolk are battling COVID outbreaks, causing some to halt visiting and others to stop taking new patients. Latest figures have revealed that of the county's 496 registered care providers, 145 are in the midst of COVID outbreaks, which occur when two or more linked cases are confirmed. While not all of these outbreaks are in care homes, it has seen various precautionary measures rolled out to cope with rising case numbers. James Bulliam, Norfolk's Director of Adult Social Care, said, "In the past 2 weeks, we have seen an increase in COVID-19 cases across Norfolk, including care settings. As a result, more staff are in isolation to avoid spreading the virus, and many care homes are not accepting new residents while an outbreak is going on, which is naturally having a knock-on impact of how swiftly we can discharge people from hospital into care." Currently, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital alone has had some 156 patients who are ready for discharge but unable to leave because an appropriate care plan cannot be put in place. This figure stands despite the hospital being able to move more than 70 patients on in their care just days ago. But with care homes having to take extra precautions while dealing with outbreaks, care bosses say it can make visiting and admitting new residents, including those discharged from hospital, difficult to impossible. Mr. Bullion added, "While legal restrictions have lifted, it is essential that anyone planning to visit a loved one who is in care should still take the steps we all became used to during the pandemic in order to help protect those you care about. Wear a face covering, get tested, meet outside or in well-ventilated rooms where possible, and above all, get vaccinated."
2,000 people have now died in Norfolk's hospitals after testing positive for COVID-19, it has been confirmed. The county passed the harrowing landmark 2 years to the day after it recorded its first coronavirus fatality. Of the total deaths, the vast majority have been at the county's three main acute hospitals. The county's first coronavirus death on March the 17th, 2020, at King's Lynn's Queen Elizabeth Hospital, came just 6 days before the country entered its first national lockdown. The 2,000th comes with the country operating without any restriction. However, it comes against a backdrop of case numbers rising once again after a downward trajectory in recent months. Health leaders have said the rise in infections have been as a result of spread in the community stemming from the lifting of restrictions, and that it was not unexpected. And in an effort to further improve immunity, from Monday, March the 21st, people aged over 75 and the severely immunosuppressed will be able to make bookings for a fourth dose of the COVID vaccine, known as the spring booster.
Razor blades have been found scattered across grassed areas in a city park. Dog walkers and parents expressed their horror after the discovery at Helsden Recreation Ground. At least 12 blades were discovered, but it is not clear if there are more. People living nearby claim the park has become a hotspot for antisocial behaviour. Richard Arms, who lives next to the park, said, "The park is mostly used by people who walk dogs during the daytime, but there is a group of kids at night. Why would they be using razor blades? And where have they come from? It seems standard for kids to do something like that when they do not want to."
Families are calling for action after a city park was left scattered with needles. Parents living near Thorpe Hamlet's Old Library Wood say while out enjoying the area with their kids and pets, they often spot dangerous items. They, alongside local councillors, say the NR1 green space is increasingly a hotspot for antisocial behaviour. Julie Moore, 62, and a retiree who lives in nearby St Leonard's Road said, "In the park over the road, I've seen a cluster of needles. It's rather disgusting and could affect someone else. If a child gets curious and picks one up, or if people walk their dogs through the area." Ben Price, City and County Councillor for Thorpe Hamlet, said, "There have been historical issues of antisocial behaviour in the area. However, local police and the community have worked really hard to reduce these instances from happening. Unfortunately, these issues will flare up from time to time due to systemic problems in society. But I assure local people that both the police and council take any reports of antisocial behaviour very seriously and will act swiftly to reduce its impact."
A city care centre is setting up shop once again to help those suffering from hearing difficulties. The Hearing Care Centre is taking up its original spot at Norwich's Thorpe Wood Medical Centre in Woodside Road after a lengthy absence due to COVID. Matthew Coward, operations manager at the Hearing Care Centre, said, "We're super excited to have that location again. This will give people with hearing issues more freedom to go somewhere closer to them and saves them from going to another centre that's further away, like Heatherset, Dereham or Thetford, for example. They deal with anything under the umbrella of hearing and provide items such as hearing aids and assisted listening devices. The centre opened on March the 18th and will be open every Friday for the time being, but Mr Coward is looking to expand."